Simon & Schuster Audio presents River Road, a novel by Carol Goodman. Read by Madeline Mabee.
Chapter 1. She came out of nowhere. I was driving back from the faculty Christmas party. I'd had a couple glasses of wine, but I wasn't drunk. Distracted, sure, what with Cressida dropping that bombshell and the scene with Ross, but not drunk. I didn't see her. It was dusk, that dangerous hour when day slides into night and deer steal out of the woods. I've lived here long enough to know that. I've braked 100 times to watch a doe lead her fawns safely across the road. A lot of people hate the deer. They eat their gardens and carry ticks. But I have always thought they were more beautiful than any garden I could grow, and loved them for Emmy's sake, who thought they were as magical as unicorns. It was on that blind curve just before Orchard Drive. Everyone takes it too fast. I, of all people, should have known that too. But I was distracted and my vision had gone blurry for a moment. I'd lifted my hand off the wheel to wipe my eyes and something hit the bumper. A horrible thump I felt in my chest. Then something white scrolling upward like a long scarf unraveling, its body weirdly elongated like one of those cave paintings from the south of France, a hunter's dream of a spirit deer flying across the cosmos. But when it hit the windshield, it was meat and blood and broken glass, and I was pulling blind to the shoulder and screaming, "No, no, no, no!" as if I could unscroll time and undo what had happened, even as I felt sure that I'd been on a collision course with that deer all day long. Maybe for my whole life. I don't know how long I screamed and cried like that, probably only a minute. But when I stopped, "Get a grip, Nan." It was dark. I turned on the headlights and a half-crumbled stone wall reared up like a tombstone. My car was angled into a ditch, the front right tire lower than the left, the stone wall only inches from my bumper. If I'd braked a few seconds later, I'd have gone straight into it. If the deer had leapt out a few feet farther... The deer. Was it dead? It must be after that impact.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?